Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Something that is significant when we are researching eternal life is that which you focus on will be amplified around you. And please, you may need to write this somewhere. If you want to grow and develop in eternal life, you need to focus on it. Whatever you focus on will be amplified around you. If you focus on bondage and sickness and whatever, you will find it. Over time, you will just notice, because sometimes sickness is not really having to use drugs. It is that everything around you is sick. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Everything around you, nothing is really working well. So you may be healthy physically, but your life as a whole may be sick. So it's not enough for you to say, oh, thank God I'm healthy. No. What about every other aspect of your life? This divine life has the ability to permeate every segment and every section. Do you know that you can transmit eternal life from your hands into anything that is dying, and life will flow? Life will be given to that other item or that person simply because you know that it is possible. Now, one of the ways to get it wrong is what many of us have done. We have tried to do. We do it unconsciously. We try to force the hand of God out of desperation. When you are desperate, they begin to scream, oh God, oh God, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You do that, the devil knows you are desperate. You are burning energy, you are not dispensing it. Please, are you with me? Please, are you here? They are not here. Okay. You see, some of the difference between you and the next person beside you may just be their understanding of how this thing works. This life doesn't like desperation. It doesn't respond well to desperation. Pastor, pray. Pastor, pray. Pastor, pray. Hey! You are also confusing the pastor. I'm telling you how this life functions. This life functions on a program called rest. Let's quickly consider that. Hebrews chapter 4 from verse 9 to 11. Let me read. For there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered. Come on, say entered. So there is an entrance. Don't just say, oh, I'm born again. You must believe. And by your belief, press in by faith. That from today, this will be my posture. It's not head knowledge, it's heart knowledge. It's not head knowledge, it's understanding. It's an understanding. It's an understanding. It's just something you now know like your name. He said, He that is entered into his rest, he has also ceased from what? His own works, as God did from his. So if you are still running your own agenda for your life, if you are getting married because you felt it's better to get married in the dry season when rain will not scatter your wedding. You have decided to. Oh God. You have decided to buy a particular type of car to shame your enemies. You have not ceased from your own works. The life of God will not nourish and fund that selfishness. Come on, are you here now? It's a serious matter. This is why many people will tell you God is not enough. That God gave us all this nature, all this ugugu, and these women, you see them on Facebook, all these white witches that tie white wrappers and tell you if you want to good luck, use garlic, mix it with honey, because honey means sweetness. There, you now had fresh water, not pure water, fresh water, water that is flowing from the tap. You bait, you drink the rest, then you will see how good luck will be. And all people are there saying, thank you, Mama. Thank you, Ine. Thank you, Yewa. Thank you. They are greeting that woman because somehow she has found a loophole in your faith that she can exploit. May you not have the problem in your life that will make Yeye and all these people from Ohafia and Isia Languat who tie white wrapper and tell you how to mix sand and garlic and salt. They put salt around your house. And then you read these psalms. They will even give you some. May you not find yourself there. It's a very bad place to be. That means all hope is lost. Can you imagine something like myself now? You now see me somewhere and you also came to the same place. You now met me there. What's Pastor doing here? What brought you is what brought me. You think maybe she's someone I know. No, it's the same thing you are here for. May you not find yourself in a place where God no longer answers your prayers. Amen. Where even you have now lost confidence that every time you bend your knees, the heavens will respond. That's a powerful gift. It's a grace. The grace that when I bend my knees, I'll just, like Daniel, you say, give me one night. Just give me one night. It's a level of certainty. You have seen, if it is this God that I serve, give me one night, let me call him. Ooh, that man knows something. Oh, no, he knows something. Have you ever thought that, what if God didn't show up? But you see, it was God he put on the spot. The same Daniel asking for one night had done 21 days. Nobody told him to do it. If you are the one who always finds a good excuse for yourself, that after all we have prayed, we believe. The only way you can say you have prayed is when the Lord has given you a sign. A witness. And we are talking about the witness this morning. The Lord has given you a witness that my daughter, this matter is settled. Then you get up. Sometimes you spend days, hours. You rise up with only a song. And that song is your sign. It's your sign, though. It may be one song you heard on the TV. Somebody dancing beside a flag. Or behind a tree. But that is your sign, though. If you don't know how to interpret, I say, because I don't like that musician. That's not the issue. Who you like and you don't like is not how God works. This matter of being overconfident in our own works, in what our effort and ability can give us, is why many times when you try to dispense life, it seems as if the life is crippled. And what that scripture said? He said, is that verse 10? Give me verse 10 again. He said, he that has entered into his rest has also ceased from his own works, just as God ceased. So you cease from your works and enter into the works of God. And what is the works of God? Jesus was asked, show us the work of God that might believe. And he said, the work of God is what? Believe in whom he has sent. The work there does not mean joining the workforce. in the church. Come on, say faith. Is everything. Because even when you say you love God, if you don't believe that you love God, it's because you can't see him. You say you love him because you've not met him. When you see him and he gives you his conditions, I beg, when I want to die, I'll come and give my life to Christ. Let me go and enjoy my life first. This Baba is too hard. Say they are seized. How many Christians can we point to in a church that for whatever reason, the reason why they are praying and asking God for divine intervention is on something that God himself was the one who said, go and do that. Most people just do what they like. Then they start struggling and they start crying foul. And the Bible says, if you want to enter into rest, because the life of God flows in the place of rest, you must cease from your work. Everything that represents your own strategy for success, stop it. When you are standing before the great monarch, you don't come with your ideas. You come to receive instructions from what he himself wants you to do. This is the difference between two Christians. That's why somebody may be going through a lot of challenge in his life, but because the foundation of that faith, that person is, it was the Lord that brought him there. That battle, he may go through a tough time, but that battle will not overcome him. Let God open the doors for you. And one of the ways you will know that the Lord is opening the doors is that they will open of their own accord. Oh, are you here now? The doors will open what? Of their own accord. It's not like you trying to do something to find your way in. If you stress your way in, you will stress yourself to stay there. Are they not people you met in this Lagos? They've been here all their lives. You came here in 2-3 years and you've moved. So it's not about who got here first. You must cease from your works. These are the things that contend with the flow of life. That's why for most of us, when we pray in the Holy Ghost and you pray in tongues, the life is generated, but it stays in your spirit. You can't use it for anything per se, except when you are in church and you are just enjoying God's presence. But the life has other functionalities. That life can be dispensed even through your flesh. It can be dispensed through your words. Do you know it is the words that we speak that are spirit and our life? Do you know the words of Jesus? Every time you quote, you refer to what Jesus has said or something that he has said to you by reason of promise. Those things take the form of spirit. And they are life, which means they cannot be destroyed, even if the heaven and earth are passed away. That's how powerful the words from the mouth of Jesus are. So if the words of the Lord are spirit and life, and I continue to feed on the word of the Lord, not by wanting to do quiet time, not by trying to be religious, but I know that as I feed on the word of God, I am carrying out a spiritual priestly function of being fed. I am in life, and life is also being introduced into my soul. Because listen to me, sometimes you wake up in the morning, you pray, you have a good time, or you prayed overnight, or you prayed at night, and you feel very, very heavy spiritually. But then you go out into the day, and sometimes what you meet waiting for you at the office, by 9 a.m., you're already drained. Who knows what I'm talking about? Huh? If you work in a bank, for instance, if you work in a bank, banking operations, everything may be fine till 4 a.m. And then you get a mail, 4 a.m., while you are still sleeping, that 3 ATMs are down. 3! And based on the timeline allocated for resolution, you have between 20 minutes. AY, how many minutes now? 20 minutes or 30 minutes. You need to be there immediately to bring the ATM back into service. And this is 4 a.m. So, by the time there's nothing you can do. By the time you get to your office around 7, your query is waiting for you. Here you are praying at 11 p.m. and the Lord even told you that night, my son, I have opened a door of utterance and a door of new opportunity. And you will begin to see the workings of my power. And you wrote it down and put the date when the Holy Spirit, and now he said it. And now the joy of the Lord filled your soul. And you woke up to take your bath. And you saw that you have been flagged. And one son of the unbeliever will be the one to send you that query. And tell us why you are having cash jam at your ATM. Sir, it's 4 a.m. No. I was here preaching. I got a query. In this church, I got a query. They asked everybody to come on Sunday. On Sunday, I said, I can't. My contract with you does not involve Sunday. Moreover, I'm a pastor. My area manager told me, do you know there are many people looking for this job? I said, but I'm still on my seat, so it's not like my job is on auction. He said, okay. It's not your job is not on auction. I said, yes. Okay. So when I got home from church, I called everyone and said, we are still at the office. I knew that Monday would be hot. So on Monday, my boss called me. Ah, how are you? He said, fine. You are not around yesterday. As if we didn't talk. I said, no. He said, okay. You just respond to my mail now. That's it. Meanwhile, I was branch manager, head of operations, head customer service, head fund transfer, head cash, head security, one person. Because there was no customer service person on ground. The person they brought for me was my Oga. She doesn't know anything. And she doesn't want to learn. And she's my age mate. So I can't help you. You don't know anything. Me, I'm working with time. I have to be reading all the mails, looking for priority mails, responding to mails from branch managers, responding to mails for head of operations, attending conference call meetings. And I'll still be watching you from where I'm sitting. And I'm seeing the customer asking you a question and you are looking blank. And I quickly have to get up and say, sir, please come. What can I? Then while I'm there, somebody brings a transfer of 22 million. You know, you want to authorize a transfer. Now I sit down. I will read everything in that 22 million naira. Where's the only? No only. Tell the customer to write only. I need to be sure that it's 22. Then I'll look at the amount in figures. 22. Yeah, look at the date. Look at the calendar. Open my calendar. And look. I don't want any mistake. Okay, how many transfers? 10 million. Okay, they are moving 25. Check. The staff has checked the customer signature. I will do my own check. Because I don't have 22 million to give anybody. I will do my... Let the customer sit down. Ah, you're welcome, sir. How are you, sir? Sometimes when I do it, the system will go down. Then my boss on the line, Binga, your boss went on leave for 1 week and the old branch has caught fire. You cannot undo a branch, just 1 week. Issues here, issues there. You don't bargain for those days. They just wake, those days wake up with you. So you may just realize that by 10, every Holy Ghost that is on your inside, all the anointing that you prayed with your wife this morning when you are, all the anointing, they've used the battery, they've drained you. The only thing that is left now is anger and curses, to be raining curses. Those days are there. And some of you understand. If your teller does a wrong posting to another branch, it is the head of operations that will collect the query, not the staff. Because they'll say a supervisory lapse. Chike, this thing is simple. You just pay direct. What's the problem? I thought, we don't think here. We do the job. You are thinking. Egbami. So there are days that you have like that. If you are not used to cultivating that life, if you are not used to operating from a position of rest, knowing that God will never allow your soul to rot in here, God knows you need a job. And he has a provision. The only reason why you are not seeing it is because you have your eyes elsewhere. You may not agree, but that's the truth. I say God has a provision, and the only reason why you are not seeing it is because your eyes are where? Elsewhere. Or you are not patient. Whether it's provision of husband, wife, job opportunities, new opportunities, master's, PhD, whatever. Same thing. The moment you are distracted, you will not see God's opportunity. That's why the Lord says rest. Some things can only be seen when you are rested. Believe me, God is still resting. He rested from his work. Does it mean he's not working? No. He's only working within the context of that he's interested in. God is not bothered about Satan. God is winning souls. Oh, God is not saying, hey, what's up? Do you know how many Muslims in Iran are becoming Christians? Do you know how many? Go online and check how many the imams, they are shouting. Many of their mosques are now empty. People are giving their life to Christ. They are tired. Because now internet has come. You may be reciting Bismillah Rahman Alhamdulillah Rasulullah. You may be doing all of that thing for 20 years and not know the meaning. All of a sudden, somebody has introduced a website where everything you read, you can check the meaning. Then they begin to say, this cannot be. It cannot be. What? Our prophet is not in heaven. Wait, our prophet, peace be upon him. He's not in heaven. He's in the ground. He's not with God. Meanwhile, the same Quran says, Jesus was taken up to be with God. So who should I be following? The same book, oh? Not Bible. Same book. Okay. Quran chapter 3. See, a whole chapter dedicated to Mary. Mary is the only woman that a whole chapter was dedicated to in the Quran. Virgin birth, Jesus was referred to as this, as the living word in the Bible, in the Quran. But our own, peace be upon him, they are still praying for him in death. Say, where I'm going, I do not know. And I'm following you. The way we are going now, we are not sure if we'll get to K2. You say you are not even aware. Google map, nothing. Internet, nothing. You are not sure. We are just going and hoping. The moment people start testing, they say, The woman said, come. These people that we are seeing in Canada, they say, are they real women? They say, well, they look fine. They make their head. I like to look fine. You don't know what you believe until you are exposed to another life. Some of you think you are Christians. Now you are idol worshippers. You don't know what you believe. Some of you that you say you have prayer life. When they give you $1 million. $1 million. In Nigeria. You don't realize that. You know, this life is not hard. That's 1 billion naira. $1 million. That's like... No. That's what I'm telling you. You've never seen $1 million. I won't even change it to naira. I'll just leave it in dollar. I'll be looking at it. I don't need to change it. As I'm looking at it, I will never be hungry. You will not even feel hungry. You'll just be okay. Then you just in his ear. Bratunde is always smiling. Bratunde cannot tell you what is happening. Pastor, that message was powerful. Pastor, God used you to change my life. He will not tell me that it was the prophecy I gave him that brought 1 million. He just said, Pastor, just be doing as you are doing. Pastor, you're a good man. Well, $1 million is somewhere. There's something that you know that triggers the joy of God in you. When you know the power of the life that is in your spirit, you cannot say like Jesus, no man can take my life. I will lay it down and I can pick it up. when it hits you that this is what Jesus has given to you, oh my God, that's power over death. Have you seen people? Have you been with people when they passed? You will see how empty life is. There's nobody that is dying. At that last 1 minute, 5 minutes, you will know where you are going when you die. Even if you don't believe there is heaven or hell, you see that last 5 minutes, you will know. Your body will respond in a way. You will see fear written. People are not ready. Meanwhile, you see some people before, they will say, ah, want to shile confirm me. The gates of heaven, they will be telling you that, greet everybody, take care of your mother. Yeah, I'm going. Then it's not about your age again. Because it was a glorious exit. Not the one they put on that thing they paste on your wall. No. It's a glorious exit. Your environment, what you expose yourself to, can determine the access you have and the flow of divine life. You must guide your premises properly. And when I speak about premises, the first environment you must guide is your mind. Your mind. Say, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. That means if you are careless, regardless of your prophecy, Satan will take over. And it will be your fault. If you meet some men of God, they will tell you, no matter where they go, they visit to preach or anything, they can't wait to be in their house. You know why? Their house is conditioned. The environment around them is conditioned. In their room, they may have a very just one powerful speaker, Bluetooth, playing music 24 hours. Worship. There's a device, a flash drive somewhere there. The song keeps playing. There's no message, just song. Just selected songs. Not all those Igboroti Daru. Selected songs that can open heaven. So you sleep like that, you wake up like that, you sleep like that, you see them, they can stand down. When you see me, I'm going to tell you, I can stand down, I'm not coming out. It's not pride, they know what they are saying. They've built that environment in such a way that they can be there for a whole day. They won't come outside. There's nothing happening outside. Mike Murdoch said in his farm, because he has a very big estate, he said in his farm, even inside the trees, he put speakers there. The trees outside, he installed speakers everywhere. So that even when he's out there, look, trying to get some fruit, you'll be hearing, who is like unto you? Who is like unto you? You are the lion and the lamb, the Lord of the Father, forever you. The same, you're the lion and the lamb, the word of the Father, forever you remain. The same, right? You are somewhere in the kitchen, just about to add some salt to what you are doing, and that song begins to play. And by default, you just respond. Your spirit is crying out, yearning for what that life is beckoning for. You just do it. You are not trying to be super spiritual. It's just a yearning. Your spirit yearning for its source. Just respond. Somebody who has not been under will think you are faking it. No. Your environment has been conditioned to be in a way. So it's not like, oh, I don't like visiting friends. Oga, I'm happy here. What are you going to take? You are going to do it deliberately. Don't leave any space of your life, your mind, your soul. Allow your mind to be in it. Hey, it may cost you money. You may need to go to the shopping mall and buy a good speaker. Not all those ones that they use for playing Fuji Rakpala and all those ones have a different flavor. Speak up, the one that clear sound. You know, you can't sing. So we need to help you. There are some voices. The man that says, "Yeah, really like, ah." God says, it's okay, my son. I'm here with you, don't worry. I appreciate you. You know, anytime I hear your voice, I know it's you. It's not a compliment, yeah. You say, you will kill our vibe in heaven. Just we know, Michael, go attend to him now. You are still looking. Go attend to him. You want him to continue singing. Because it's the voice of a prayer warrior. They beckon on you when there's war. Some of you don't understand what I'm talking about. Have you ever been in a prayer meeting and then one of your brethren, who everybody knew is strong, now came? Then you now that, hey, this prayer today, God will give us the victory. All of a sudden, you now have faith. But when it was just two of you saying, let's just be praying. No, we don't know if God is, we will die here, sha. But the moment Brother Anthony came, or Brother Lawrence, or Brother Bidemi, or Pastor Bala. Like caterpillar. Those people are not looking at the problem. They just attack it. Just attack it. You want to marry a man that is fine. You better look for a prayer warrior. If you want the problem of your life to have solution. Because when the chips are down, all those angelic sounds, you put them one side. I've told you people, take a recorder. Take your stop investing in iPhone if you don't want to use it. Plug your headset. Pray in tongues for 2 hours and record yourself praying. Transfer it to a flash. Put it on your Bluetooth speaker in your room. Autoplay. Sleep. Let me see the devil. And please don't do it and say Shambhala Deva. I will come to your house and remove your Bluetooth speaker and take it away. You are not serious. I will take that thing away. And if you do it, I'll beat you. You mean you went to invest 60,000 on this fine Bluetooth and you are now talking. Oh God. Move Kini for me. Just pick it with the quality, pick everything. And move it to Bagada. Chapudeya. Zahikatula. Mera. You can feel from the diaphragm. The prayer is coming out. It's coming out. When you roll on the bed, you will hear yourself as you roll. When you pray to a God, you start laughing in the spirit. You laugh. Ah! Capacity building spiritually is not cheap. Huh? All that time you are waiting for the next episode of that, your dynasty or whatever it is, you are a monkey snake or whatever it is you watch on Netflix. Take 2 hours, 3 hours. Record yourself praying. Put the praying in tongues beside each one side. Then now put your worship after it. So after 3 hours of praying, that means between 12 and 3, you are praying. Between 3 to 6, when you wake up, the song. That's all. People will not tell you what they are doing. You will not know why some people are more anointed than you. It's the environment. There was an atmosphere around Eden. That atmosphere was how God knew that they had sinned. The moment God came in, something's wrong here. Where are you, Adam? What happened here? You would have said, but God is supposed to know. No, I want to hear you say it. Because we are going to put it in a book. So that people who read it can know. That every time, that one of the most powerful things that disconnects a man from the life of God is when he listens to the serpent. You'll be disconnected. You will think you're having a conversation. You started doing fine for 3 weeks. All of a sudden, Chike called you. and told you, you know what, let's just do video call. You know, it's been a while. And that day, Satan will help you. Your data will be so fine, will be so sharp. Ah, Chike will say, ah, you look so different. Oh, ah, wow. Ah. You will now be asking, why are you blushing? Say, ah, I don't know what came over me that time. We say, what in law? Say, ah, magic law. Don't let it go. Ah, I've realized myself. You're listening to this voice of the serpent. Chike. All these Cassandra, Melinda, all these da, hey. When she makes that air, not we go, makes that air and gives you a call, you lose your balance spiritually. You will not know, but you begin to misbehave. Just ordinary call. So don't even try. Atmosphere is everything. There is one way Satan can pierce your atmosphere. If he tries you, and if he tries to bring sin and it's not working, if he tries to bring compromise, he will bring a sound. He will bring a sound. You just hear the song. There's one I heard though. I want to sing it, but if I sing it, now people will say, "Pastor, where did you learn this?" I don't know the song, but I heard it. I heard it. Somebody was. Though it's a demonic musical. All of you are dancing. You are dancing. I'll be kiloruko. Okay. Let me protect your Christian faith so that you're not going to be searching for the guy. But I'm a practical pastor. I won't come and tell you this thing. You some of you even do videos, short videos on Instagram. You now add the song. A popular, very trending song. I don't know what they are saying there, but I don't even know who sang the song, but for some reason, it's not that one. It's I don't know if you people go and accuse me now. I say, I'm the pastor. I watch TV the way you watch TV. I have TikTok account. Even though you refuse to follow me, but I have TikTok account. Eh? I will not fall to this. I will not mention the person. Because somebody is waiting for me to. I will not mention the person. So I will not market their product today. The devil will bring a sound. You just notice. Somehow. Then you repeat it. Have you ever repeated a worldly song before? You just repeat it. In your mind, like, it's just for now. My mind is not there. But this is. It doesn't matter. See, even if your name is Ololade or whatever, it doesn't matter. If you go and say, that's my name. The song was made for me. You are going to hell. if you don't remove your hand from this thing, you are going to hell. See, the song was made for me. Whatever. Yeah. I'm just trying to tell you what Satan, do you know the stature that Adam had? Do you know the stature? Do you know the kind of person Adam was? That he was made the governor of the earth. The earth. Even in sin, he still lived for about 1,000 years. Do you know what that means? Do you know the kind of life he had? Do you know what we are talking about here? Satan could not get through to Adam. So he waited for him to take a break. What happened to David? He took a break. When others were at war, they got him. That's what happened when your pastor preaches. Because if your pastor continues to preach and cancel, you don't like him. Yes. Man of God, don't worry. This we can handle this. We are matured now. Let us go and pray and do that deliverance. What David did when he stood at the top of the house and saw a woman beating is today what we call pornography. But this time it's on your phone. And in case you've never seen a woman beating, may you not have that experience. as a brother, you may you not have that experience because you will never be the same again. Especially if she's like Bathsheba. Hmm? What makes a man tell soldiers, go and kill her husband for me? What makes a man plan for the death of another man because of his wife? May that not happen to you. So in case you think Bathsheba was just one regular woman, may we not be tempted. David was a man of God. Please don't forget, Satan pierced the garden through this sound from a serpent. A serpent represents deception, smooth talk, very convincing. The serpent never said God didn't say anything. He only said, did God say? He postured himself as if he wanted to learn. But she was penetrating your soul. And all of a sudden, when praying, you started thinking about Ronke. Then intensity started dropping. But nobody knew. But in the court of heaven, there was an alarm. It's going. This one is going. No. His candlestick is about to be snuffed out. So when you go out, don't be careless. Put a only blindfold over your eye. And you two ladies, put a blindfold over people. Don't see what is in their pocket. Because ladies know how to tell if you have money. And if you are an aspiring rich man, they know. They know. But Satan waited. Satan waited for Adam to go on another assignment to go and rest. Then he spoke to Eve. The moment you find that you are having to make a decision alone, where two people are supposed to be involved, be careful. Be careful. Satan will get you. And he sat there, and please don't give yourself the impression that Satan didn't know what he was saying. No, it was a proper conversation. It was they were just, talking. Intellectual discourse. The same way somebody can be telling you, let's just see how it goes, I really hope this can lead to marriage. I really hope. If only you know how many people are weeping and shedding tears now because of one hasty decision that was made. See, I have very painful time. My wife, sometimes listens to my conversations. Of late in the last 2 months, it's so bad. I'm not joking. And I'm talking about very young people. When somebody I've been counseling with for like 3 weeks now, or from the prayer month, July. By the time I called her to tell her, we spoke yesterday, we had another session with the family. And I told her the problem somebody has had. She burst into laughter. Her problem is severe. She started laughing. And I said, well, but yeah, it's like my problem is small. Because when you have been married for, say, X number of years, and you are facing marital crisis, but this other person has only been married for less than a month, and they are divorced, then you now say, Pastor, go and attend to this one. I'll wait. That's how serious. Satan, just the same way Satan penetrates with a sound, also, the Lord can come into your space with a sound. And that's why scripture says, the shout of the king is amongst us. Every time that we stand before him, we are waiting for that sound. That sound that says, you have my approval, go on. Even Jesus didn't start ministry without it. So how dare you think you can take a major step without divine approval? And you say you're a Christian. You are not a Christian. You are just a man who is using God. You are using God to get what you want. Those who have believed have entered into his rest. Protect the sound. Because we all have this life of God in us. The problem is that we don't really know how to steer it. See, the word is tear. And that's why Jesus spoke about in John chapter 7, I think, verse 37. See, on the third and great day of feast, Jesus said, if any man thirst, let him come. For out of his belly shall flow not one tributaries. It will be, there are multiple dimensions of the Spirit. Will flow rivers of living water. And this is spoke about the Spirit, which was not yet given. But the Spirit was given in Acts chapter 2. So you cannot grow in eternal life. You cannot develop in this life if you have no strong test and desire. If you don't desire to see what this life, the peak of the manifestation of this life, you cannot grow in it. If you are waiting to see it, you will not see it. You must have a strong desire, because the language of the spirit realm is desire. Say, covet earnestly the best gift. You are not permitted to have anything you don't desire. If God says it's yours, then I want to see the full functionality. I want to walk through fire and not be burnt. Mark chapter 16. He said, they shall drink any poison. You shall not have power over them. Woo! And all of this still within the construct of belief alone. These signs shall follow them that believe. This is not talking about ministry. This is talking about you as a Christian. Because you believe, your body destroys and has authority over poison. Your body. Not your spirit. Your body. That's how powerful you are. So you see what the word of God has said. You begin to desire and long and thirst and pant towards that direction. Don't be anointed and die like a chicken. Come on, say not on my watch. Come on, say not on my watch. No power of hell can touch anyone that belongs to you. They can't touch your children. They can't touch your husband. Even if you are not married, wherever he is, they can't touch him because of you. Because you have an understanding from the Holy One. And you know all things. Many of these demons are only thriving because you are quiet. And there is a gap somewhere. Yes, indeed, you know. But you have not come to know. So you must now, the only way to demonstrate that you have known is you use that knowledge. If you pray against a demon and it resists you, don't pray again. Go and sleep. Many demons just like attention. They just like attention. You may not agree, but I'm telling you. They like, the moment you say, come out, all these, they begin to roll on you. If you stay there, you will not do any other thing that day. They will vomit. Don't vomit here. I don't want to clean. If I pray for you now, you start demonstrating, I'll leave you. I don't have time. Because you are not going to pay me. It's free work we are doing. You will still come and vomit. I beg. In Jesus' name, you are free. If you say, I don't leave you. What? Especially if it's demon possession. I'm not talking about the impartation of spirit. I'm talking about these people that like manifesting and vomiting. That's why we put ties here. If you fall down, okay. Come and fall down here. There was a time in this church. Every week we are buying chair. Chair! Everybody buy chair. People will fall down. Power! Holy Ghost. After I say, I call Pastor Ego. I say, this thing cannot continue. Let's go and put ties here. So before they fall there, we look. Meanwhile, somebody come and say, Pastor, no, what really need? We need to rug everywhere. I say, we have a target. We are buying chair. In this church, we bought chairs 1-2, 1-5, 1-8, 4-5. People fed and broke fan, broke chair. And we didn't see them the next one. They ran away after break. I say, I beg, no more. Tie this place. Before you fall, think twice. It's your head, though. Think twice. You want to fall, come and fall down here. If you fall down there. And we don't have first aid here. We believe in divine health. We don't have you can be parted without all those things. Hallelujah. If you want to manifest, let's be sure it's God. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I'm just saying we had a bit of it. I'm just saying just be sure. And before you fall, look at where you are. Very important. Don't go and break head, though. Protect your environment. Through a sound, life can be given. Through a sound, life can be taken. Protect your environment. Stop dancing to all those satanic music. Stop listening to them. They are corrupting your soul. If only you have ever heard the heavenly sound. If only. If only. If only. It's a different town hall. And it's not about who sang it to. It can just be a very simple song. A very simple sound. In those days, it used to be domwen. We would, entire praise worship session in church would be domwen. We'll be in church and you hear, and now let the weak say, I am. Can you lost with that kind of song? Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. One more time. And now let the weak say, let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Gift hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That was beautiful. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 1. Let's round up. Please get the core of this. How many finally have I said? I don't have any more to say. I should just round up. If you're a true man of God, you must say finally like 10 times. To show that you are really a man of God. You must say finally, finally. Ah, this pastor has been saying finally like for the last 1 hour. He refused to finish the message. See, I like to go home and watch my Korean friends. But when I stand there, I'm seeing some of the things people are going through. And instead of calling you out, I prefer to preach it in a message. So it's not me, it's you. So, if you start obeying God, you say, my message will be very short. Okay. May the Lord help you. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 9. He said, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling. Oh, 2 Timothy, please. 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy 1. 2 Timothy. Do we have it? Who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to what? His own purpose. That's why he called you. So you can't come here and use only anointing, only ororo, to be running your own agenda. The engine will knock. So if you cannot live for God's purpose, just go and be serving your Amman piano, serve your lolade, serve your whatever. Whatever it is that you like, follow them. And be dancing. Just follow them. At least when you die, you know where you are going. I'm looking at some of you. You know, the people that are dancing those things? Who are their pastors, sir? What are they hearing on Sunday? Huh? I said, I will stop looking for trouble. He called us according. Have you ever seen people make themselves laugh? They'll just let me laugh. You just, you don't know why. They joke to themselves and they laugh alone. But according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Now, this is another Bible study, but let's keep it because Pastor David said our time is up. So verse 10. I've indicted you. Everybody knows that you are the one giving me problem. Verse 10. But it's now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who had what? Abolished death. Excuse me. Is that statement past tense or present tense? He at what? Do you understand what Jesus, the Spirit of God, said? That death has no power over you again. You can sleep. If those witches fly over your house again, they will be consumed. That's the meaning. If they try it, just by wishing it. Do you know how powerful eternal life is? By your thought pattern, you can move life from your spirit into your flesh. Just by thinking it. Hey! This had, oh my goodness. Oh, go. He said, who has abolished death? What is that one thing everybody's afraid of? Death. That fear of being sacked, being fired. Oh, maybe you have one kind of sickness. Oh, your mommy had one sickness. Your daddy had one sickness. Maybe you have the same thing. It's death. The failure of your body to respond in a particular way is called death. That's sickness, then death. He said, who has abolished? You know what it means to abolish something? It's a legal term. What does that mean? No more in existence. That law is no more at work. There was a time they said women couldn't drive in Saudi Arabia. If you try it and they pick you, even if you are the wife of the Senate president in Nigeria, you know, anyway, they don't even have respect. You go to jail. You go to jail or whatever the penalty is. Then a king came and said, from today, it's abolished. So now you are beginning to see some women in Saudi Arabia, they are beginning to drive. They are celebrating it. But that is something you have had access to. So while you are here saying, oh, I don't know if this thing passed, when guys say, some people are working in it. They don't pray at night saying, Father, I should sleep tonight. Oh, Lord, we don't want to die. Father, we cover everybody. The blood of Jesus, the Lord, protect us. Let's not die. All the witches and the wizards in Mushi area, in Asheshe, in Egbeda, in Rakuonjo. You know those things, that's where they like to stay. You will never see them around Osborne. Osborne for sure. Those demons there, they are partners in progress. You never see them. Say hello, demon. It's been a while. Say, yeah. I traveled. I just came. So, okay. So, went on assignment. They will leave Lekki, go and operate in Mushi, in Askari. All those strange names. And you will see the area boys there too. They have strange names. The area boys in Lekki is Chief, Big Boy, Balogun, all those things. But you go to some areas, you'll be in issue. Ego. That's bottle. By pain, you will know the spirits that are operating there. And you see, they say, the greeter said, area, you go say, mascata. Even the way they are doing, you say, this cannot be God. See. Some of you don't know, some of us here. The guy where we did work, Jesus can't carry us. He abolished it. Cease to exist. Ha, Tobe, you don't understand. Cease to exist. That death is not in your reality again.
Hallelujah.
Like, oh, people are saying, die. What is that? It's not in the vocabulary your spirit has learnt. Your spirit has, oh. I mean, you can rise from these ashes and you will never be afraid again. Jesus said he has abolished death. And how did he do it? He brought life and immortality to what? Do you know what that means? Light and immortality. Life and immortality. They were in a civilization locked away from our mortality. And he said, let me show you something better. He took us and said, come. Let me show you something. And he brought life and immortality. Something they were already enjoying in heaven. He brought it to it and said, everybody see. It's like dragging out a screen from the wall. Say, see, this is your new reality. If you believe. This is your new reality. Life and immortality to light through the gospel. Through the gospel. Say, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is what? The power of God. So if I believe this gospel and I follow this gospel and I give my life for this gospel, this is what I get. Life. Immortality. If the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead also dwells within me, then he will give life to this dying body. To this dying body. So that means you no longer have fibroid. You no longer have fibroid. You are no longer empty. What the devil said is no, it has been annulled. It has been annulled. It is no more in you. That cause. Oh, they don't get married in this family. It's no more here. If God annulled death, he annulled every other thing. He has brought immortality to light. That means, behold, it's available. It's no more in the darkness. It's not hidden. Jesus has brought it out. He said, if you believe. He said, look, through the gospel. The gospel is good news. Through the gospel. Oh, therefore I say to you, you will not die. You will not die. Oh, death has been abolished. There is a generation that will conquer death in this earth, on this life. They will rise above the shackles of mortality. And they will rise into immortality. They will no longer be headbound because of the power of the gospel. Give God thanks. Thank him for bringing life and immortality.